With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Baltimore, my home, has its troubles. But one thing the city has done remarkably well over the last year is to encourage urban bicycling, which cuts down on traffic and air pollution. As part of a new network of bicycle lanes, the city last fall opened a new protected double-wide bike lane down more than 2.5 miles of Maryland Avenue, connecting the Johns Hopkins campus to Pratt Street and the Inner Harbor. Now, in the past, the city has painted plenty of bike lanes on streets, but these have been essentially meaningless because cars drive right over them, sometimes killing cyclists. But this new Maryland Avenue bike lane is different, and I use it almost every day and love it. It's a biking superhighway, 10 feet wide, totally protected from traffic by a line of white plastic divider sticks, and then a row of parked cars moved a dozen feet away from the curb. Baltimore built the lane and has been planning to build miles more of protected tracks like it across the city, using a $2.5 million Obama administration grant designed to help cities encourage alternatives to burning fossil fuels. Liz Cornish is the executive director of BikeMore, a bicycling advocacy group.
So for a really long time, city planners were really only looking, particularly in Baltimore, how quickly we could move cars in and out of the city, because there was a population that was dwindling in the city, but jobs were still located here. And people believed that that was the most efficient way to get the most out of Baltimore's transportation system. We've really proven over the last few years that that's not the case, that there's, 33% of Baltimore residents don't have access to a car. And that we have to start thinking differently, both from an equity perspective, but also a sustainability perspective, that this idea that we're going to be able to continue to build out and always rely on cars as our sole form of transport just isn't something that really fits within in the future anymore.
Not everyone has the same perspective, however, and a clash has arisen in the city between the entrenched car culture and the growing bicycle culture. When the city recently built a similar double-wide protected lane on Potomac Street in Canton, residents were infuriated by the change in the parking arrangement, although it removed only a handful of spaces.
I do not like it. It absolutely makes parking more challenging to parallel park over here. If someone doesn't park exactly on the curb, you can't even get into the spot if you have more than a four-door sedan.
Yeah, I think they're stupid.
How come?
Okay, why are you putting cars in the middle of the street? Okay, to allow for a bicycle? Come on, give me a break. When I was a kid, we rode our bicycles on the sidewalks.
Because of complaints like these from drivers, the city's whole plan for protected bike lanes is on hold and could be cut back or eliminated. Mayor Catherine Pugh's office last week sent a letter to Canton residents saying the city's fire code requires a slightly wider path for fire trucks than the new bike lanes allow. The new protected lane on Potomac Street will be eliminated in some places and narrowed in others, according to the letter. The mayor's office declined to be interviewed for this program, but bike advocates fear that if this same fire code standard is strictly applied across the city, it could potentially mean rolling back or killing the city's whole new plan for protected bike lanes. Bicycling enthusiasts are urging people to write and call the mayor and fight for bikes. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.